Zebrondus katra varte de verama katra. I want to minister to you this morning on, it's not going to be too long, but there's a lot to take in, so I want you to stay with me until we get to tonight's service. Can everybody say with me, the finger of God? You will not hear it preached anywhere else but here, the finger of God tonight, and we're going to make a way for the finger of God to come into your life, but you will exactly understand how it works. It's one of the powers of God that we're doing a power of God series. But I thought it'll be very good to start off the conference with the finger of God, where Jesus says, when I cast out devils by the finger of God, you will know that the kingdom of God has come upon us. There are many things we even said to Pharaoh, where Moses said to where the sorcerer said to Pharaoh, this is none other but the finger of God. Meaning we can duplicate some wonders that Moses did, up to one, up to two, up to three. But when it came to the fourth one, this is a higher level. We are unable to duplicate this one. This is none other but the finger of God. Which means that when we speak of the finger of God, it is another dimension. It is another level altogether. Are you guys with me? And I pray that this conference, that you will encounter and experience the finger of God. That you will encounter and experience, and that you will have a physical encounter with God this conference. And I'm going to give you three Greek words this morning. I want you to stay with me. We don't have notes. Usually we give out notes, but you know what? It's good to do it without notes, because then we'll take it in. If you want to take notes on yourself, and you can, or get it into your spirit. Say with me, meta. Say with me, meta. Schematizo. Say it again. Say meta. Schematizo. Because what I'm giving you is fresh from heaven. What I give you is fresh from heaven. You have not, say with me, meta schematizo. The anointing of schematizo, the schematizo anointing. There it is on the screen. Meta schematizo. I know you haven't heard of this before. And if you're a theologian, you probably also haven't heard of it yet. And it is a word that I want to get through to you this morning. But I need you to stay with me, people. Are you with me? Say, I shared with you, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I said to you, splunkna, which means that it is spirit connecting to spirit. It is something on the inside of you that is being stirred up. That I can preach on this side and I can feel there's somebody that is connecting to me. There's somebody that is pulling it out of me. Then I can move over to this side. I can feel there's somebody, or I can move over to another side, I can feel it's dead. There's nothing there. As a preacher, I won't even go back to that side. There must be splunkna, that is where Jesus was moved by compassion. He was moved by splunkna. Then he was moved by splunkna on the inside of him. His splunkna, it is the intestines. It is when you have, it's almost the same feeling as a bowel movement. It feels like something is moving in your intestines. How many of you know the Bible says that rivers of living water will flow out of your belly? Because your spirit is not here. Your spirit is here. Come on, are you guys with me? When we pray in tongues, we don't pray in tongues from here. I always tell people we pray from tongues from our spirit. We pray out, rivers of living water will flow out of our belly. So don't get taken by that nonsense. Splunkna is good. Miracles only take place by splunkna. When Jesus was moved with compassion, miracles took place. Compassion is the key to miracles. Are you guys with me? In Greek, splunkna is the key to miracles. So I want you to just to stay with us and say it again, say meta. Schematizo. Again, it is a Greek word. So just stay. And I'm going to take you through a thing today, which is really going to just set the tone or set the bar for this conference. And as you know, we teach in the mornings, we preach in the evenings, but we're going to preach this morning. We're going to flow as the Holy Ghost leads. Although I don't want to lay too much hands on people this morning. We need to get more word through, and we need you to get established in the word. Bible says if we do not get established, we will be blown away, thrown around by every wind of doctrine. Meaning now the doctrine of immortality comes in and you're like, ooh, I'm going to go there. This doctrine is coming in, I'm going to go there. There's a new doctrine around the corner coming in, I'm going to go there. But when we are established in the Word, are you guys with me? So that we can say that this is a church where the Word is being preached, but power is also demonstrated. When you have both those things, like I said, we grow up. If I have the Word only, I dry up. If I have the power only, I blow up. But if I have the Word and the power, I grow up. So that is what we want to do. That is our aim here at Encounter. So metaschematizo. Before I get into that, go with me to put on the screen 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 19. And I'm going to see how I can mix the scriptures in. And say with me again, Splunkna. May your Splunkna be alive today when we teach. If revelation comes forth, if it goes forth, may you receive it. Are you guys with me? That you may know what schematizo means when you walk into that place. That you can tell people, I'm going through the process of schematosis. There's something happening. You don't even know what it means, and you're already saying amen. Listen, that there's something that you know, my God, there's a schematosis happening on the inside of me. 1 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 19, it says these words. So Elijah departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat. Now, I've preached on this before, and I can preach on it every sentence again, but I'm not going to. I want to get to a point. He found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing. Say with me, plowing. So, with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and with the 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. So, Elijah threw his mantle upon him. But this mantle that was thrown upon Elisha, and this is not my message, I just want to get this point through. Are you guys with me? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? Elijah threw the mantle upon Elisha. That was the first mantle. The second mantle came when Elijah went up into heaven and Elisha caught his mantle. The first mantle was here when Elijah cast it upon Elijah cast it upon Elisha. This is what we call the mantle of following. Say with me, the mantle of following. This was where Elisha was called to follow Elijah. But many people fail it here. They don't want to follow people. They don't want to follow. I mean, how many posts? I mean, we just put up a video on Facebook. I had to delete like 50 comments and we still left a few on there just to reveal their stupidity. That's what I sometimes do. You know, it's like, and he left the oxen and ran. I remember when I just got the call of God upon my life, I left everything and I ran off to the anointing. I followed the anointing. Any man that was just smelled like the anointing, I would get all their tapes in those days. I would just follow all their ministry, all their videos. I would just do anything I can just to follow them. I was hungry for the anointing. For many of you sitting here, it has died out. Are you guys with me? It's time to stir up that back again. So he ran off to his father and he said, let me go kiss my father, my mother. Let me go bid them goodbye. And Elijah said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to you? Meaning, let the dead bury the dead. Leave your family. I'm not saying leave your family, but leave those things that hold you behind, and family can be most of them. So, and he turned back from him and he took a yoke of oxen, and Elisha slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments, which means that he destroyed his past. He even destroyed his successful business and gave unto the people. And then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Are you guys with me? This is the mantle to follow. Listen, the only way we're going to take this city and the cities around here and we're going to move and go bigger is by having effective discipleship. People, willing people, maybe 10% sitting here. I hope more, but saying I am going to run after the anointing. I'm going to run after the call of God that is for my life. Maybe you once had a dream. Maybe you once had, what I mean by a dream, just a desire in your heart, just a daydream of doing something for God. That is God speaking. Come on, we'll do a series on the voice of God through Rayon Nabat, how to have visions, Yetzer, how to have Mara, how to have Hazon. There are about 5 dimensions when it comes to visions and dreams and hearing God's voice. And many times we can daydream and we can think it's just us. No. I daydreamed of this moment for many years. Are you guys with me? When we were standing in Centurion and we had close to a thousand people around us, I remember getting onto the pulpit and I remember daydreaming of that night. I remember back then, but wait, I dreamt of this. I'm not speaking of a super spiritual dream. I'm speaking of when you're sitting at work or something, but all your heart is concentrating on is, man, God has something special for me. There's an anointing. There's something God wants me to do. It may seem as impossible. It may seem like you've never, it's not even your personality. That's exactly why God is giving it to you, so that He can get the glory. Are you guys with me? Let me just read a scripture to you. If I can find it. Let me just see it. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11. Put it on the screen for me. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse number 11. He says, I returned and saw under the sun. The race is not to the swift. It's not to those who are fast and quick. Nor the battle to the strong. You don't even have to be strong to win this battle, he's saying. Nor the bread to the wise. To make money, you don't have to have wisdom. Now listen to this. Nor riches to man of understanding. To become rich, you don't have to have understanding. Nor favor to men of skill. But, say with me, but. Time and chance happens to them all. He's saying, listen here. Whether you've been given a call to start one of the biggest international ministries, or start one of the biggest businesses, or start one of the biggest careers, whatever it might be, you don't have to necessarily be skillful. It is not about your skill. It is not about your talent. It is not about your ability or understanding. Time and chance has been given to each person. Time and season has been given to every person. Come on, are you guys with me? The word time actually there means high time, which means that in your season, there's a certain high time where it's like it's a tipping point. It's like you know that right now God is going to begin to move. And if you miss this, you can delay the call of God upon your life. Time and chance, every person under the sound of my voice, you can have business, you can have finances, you can be successful. It is not to what you know or your skill or your wisdom. It is about time and chance. God is giving an opportunity to every single person. Let me tell you, you are in the corporate will of God in this building. In this church, if you belong to this church, you are in the corporate will. Are you guys with me? Zandro. So go back to the other scripture. Go back to Kings. And I don't want to be long. I want to finish by 11 so that we can tonight. I hope and expect to see you all here tonight. Tonight, it's our Pentecost. God is going to move by His finger. And by the finger of God, I saw while I was praying yesterday till late, I saw businesses being changed. I saw those who had problem with business. May the finger of God, and you'll understand tonight what the finger of God is. It's not what you think it is, okay? The finger of God. So, where are we? So, move me to 2 Kings chapter number 2. And I'm going to read quickly through the scripture just to get, let me just see if I have to. No, I'm not going to read through the whole thing. Go for me to verse 14. So, let me just explain to you what happened. You saw Elijah throwing the mantle on Elisha, right? Elisha received the mantle. The Bible says he immediately left everything behind him. He first wanted to say goodbye to his parents, and Elijah said to him, listen here, what have I done to you? Just, I'm going to carry on. I'm going to move on. And Elisha quickly got scared, burnt all his stuff, and he ran after Elijah. God never came to spoke to Elisha. God never came to say to Elisha, listen, Elisha, I want you to follow Elijah. He just saw that man carries the anointing. He's a prophet. When Elijah would come to town, the whole town would repent. When Elijah would come to town, they knew the voice of God was coming. And he said, I'm not going to give this chance, this opportunity up. I'm going to follow the call of God for my life. And so then we see many years, actually about 8 to 12 years later, The scholars will tell you about 8 to 12 years, Elisha served Elijah. 8 to 12 years, he served him. He washed his hands. When you wash someone's hands in the Old Testament, they would take your hands and scrub it and wash it themselves and dip it in water and wash it and put perfume on it. It's not like, here's a bucket of water, you wash your hands. They would wash it. It means, what it symbolized, I'm giving my life to this person. It symbolized, I'm ministering to this person. I'm giving my life to them. That is called covenant. And when that happened, we see how towards the end, how Elijah said to Elisha, listen, I'm going to be taken away. Elisha says, I want to follow you. And we can read in this whole chapter how he says, listen, I'm going to follow you. And by verse 14, when Elijah was busy taken up into heaven, it says, then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? So now we see Elijah already went up to heaven. The mantle fell down from Elisha. And Elisha picked up the mantle and he struck the River Jordan. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Say with me, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Now I'm going to mix all of this into meta-schematizo. You'll see just now. It won't be long, but it'll make sense to you as I will bring it all together. He struck that water because he realized, the scholars will tell you, when he tried it himself, he realized it was not working. And then he thought back, but wait, I saw Elijah wrapping his mantle together and striking the water, and the water parted. And he said, this type of level, this dimension needs the anointing of my Father. It needs the anointing of the man of God that went before me. I have to, because my revelation of God is not strong enough to split this river. This is the prophet Elisha. So he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the water listened. The water listened because he used the God of Elijah. I'm going to explain to you just now. Are you guys with me? And when he had also split the waters, the Bible says that he went over. So verse 15. Now when the sons of the prophets, all those other stupid people that try to stop him, when the sons of the prophets, remember there were many sons. Elijah was actually not even a son. So now when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. Something took place here. It's called schematizo. I'll explain to you now out of scripture. That when they looked upon Elisha, they said, but wait, he does not look like Elisha anymore. The spirit of Elijah is upon him. Are you guys with me? He looked like Elijah. He walked like Elijah. He talked like Elijah. He smelled like him. He preached like him. He even divided the waters like Elijah did. And they said, no, wait. This person is not Elisha. The spirit of Elijah is resting upon him. It is time that the Spirit of God begins to clothe a generation and rest upon you. That people can say, no, wait. This is not Chris. This is not Mike. This is not Dionne. This is the Spirit of God. This is Christ upon their lives. I'll get deeper. Listen. Say with me, schematizo. I'm going to get deeper. Listen. You can have your seat. Just remember the spirit of Elijah. Then they would say, the king would say, I'm not going to go to the scripture. The king would ask, he says, listen here, we need the word of the Lord. We need the word of the Lord. His servant came to him and his servant said, listen, there's this man who used to wash the hands of the prophet Elijah. The word of the Lord is with him. I said, you're going to get revelation here. Did they say the word of the Lord is with the Holy Spirit that is with the king? Okay. Did they say the word of the Lord is with the priest? They said, this man, I know of a man who just washed the hands of Elijah. The word of the Lord is with him. They understood that importation came when the washing of the hands took place. When somebody ministered to somebody else, Elisha was ministering to Elijah out of his substance. He was giving himself to him. And because of that, even the kings, even the wicked kings knew by principle, the word of the Lord rests upon this person who washed the hands of Elijah. Come on, are you guys with me? Philippians 3, chapter number 3, verse number 19. It says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in his shame, who mind earthly things. Don't worry about that one. Go actually to verse 20. For our conversation, say with me, conversation. One Bible I know says citizenship. It's not citizenship, it's conversation, which actually means the administration point, the place of operation. He says, our conversation is in heaven. Paul is saying to the Philippian church, are you guys with me? Which means that us, our operation, our place, our center of operation is heaven. That is where we are supposed to be operating from. He says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Who shall change, say with me, change, our vile body. Now that is the word metaschematizo. Who will change our vile body. The word vile in the Greek is tapo, which means weak. It means low in profile. It means low in status, not important and very weak. He says, who will change, who will metaschematizo our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying. He's saying, listen here, and when you study this verse, it is in the present tense, which means that it is not speaking of our bodies being changed in a glorious body, as in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 52. When it speaks of there, it is a different word changing. He's saying here, wait, there's a power that is available to you. Paul is asking, who shall change our weak bodies, our low status, our ability to be low profile? Who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned, that it may be likened unto the glorious body of Jesus Christ? When Jesus had his glorious body, he walked through the walls. Come on, are you guys with me? When he had his glorious body, he would walk on the road of Emmaus, and they didn't even know they were walking with him. And afterwards they said, when we were walking with him, it is like the scriptures opened up to us and burned within our hearts. And he says, listen here, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned, that it may be likened unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby. He says, then this will be, let me put it in plain English, then this will happen, that we will be able even to subdue, say with me, subdue, all things unto himself. Meaning, he says, listen here, once this change, this metaschematizo begins to take place, and your vile body, your tapon, your vile, say with me, tapo, say with me, tapo. Better words, or the fuller word, that's the root word, the fuller word, say with me, tapono. That means to have a vile body. So I hope you're learning something. You can walk out here and you say, I know Greek, okay? Metas, he says, listen here, when metaschematizo takes place, it will change our tepono, our vile body, from a low status to a higher status, so that we may look and be likened unto his glorious body. Which means that there's an ability, something that can take place upon us, and I'm going to drop this thing towards the end and I hope you catch it, that can cause our bodies to be changed to look like him. Not only that, but when we look like him, we shall be able to subdue all things under our feet. That means business. That means promotion you need at work. Any person coming against you, any enemy, any attacker, anybody that is pursuing you, I prophesy that you shall pursue your pursuer. Listen, that you will subdue, which means that you will trample on, you will put underfoot, you will step on, you will provoke, you will step on everything. It says all, say with me, all things. Does it say some things? It says all things. You can have your seats, but listen. Now, in order for this to take place, there must be a process of schematosis taking place. Schematizosis, let me say it like that, taking place. Are you guys with me? I hope you get this. We don't have notes. Do you guys understand where we are so far? Okay. The word schematosis means this. we shall change of our body. The word schematosis. Let me first go here before I get to schematosis. Matthew chapter number 17, verse number 2. You don't have to go there. It says that Jesus was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration. Are you guys with me? There's a story in the Bible. It says that Jesus was on the mountaintop. I believe it was with James, John, and Peter. I believe so. And he was on this mountaintop, and they saw him transfigured, and his face shone with the brightness of the sun. His face was changed into another face. But that word transfigured there means metamorphosis. Say with him, metamorphosis. So you get morphosis and you get schematizo. The word meta, which is in front of both of them, simply means there. It is only a locative tense in the Greek. It simply means there, so we can leave that out. So let's say morphosis and schematizo. The word morphosis means to be changed from the inside out. And that process takes time. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you guys with me? Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That word transformed, again, is morphosis, metamorphosis, which means that there's something, it speaks of the renewing of our mind. That by the word of God, as we study the word and as we sit under revelation, our mind is being renewed. It's being washed by the water of the word. And it takes time. It is a process. It comes from the word where it is where we get the English word. I forgot the word. It's when a butterfly goes, a worm goes into a butterfly. Metamorphosis. Yeah, okay, so it's the same. That's where you get the English word from, is from that. But it takes a process of time. It takes a long time. But now there's a shortcut. So the shortcuts. I like shortcuts. I teach you on a stolen importation, stolen blessing. How Jacob stole the blessing from Isaac. Are you guys with, from Isaac. How he stole the blessing from Esau. He did something that tricked and that was cunning. And he was hustling and he was able to steal importation. Imagine you can steal importation. Imagine somebody, I put them here for say 9 weeks of school of discipleship. We're going to do school of mentorship. My guys have to be with me for 3-4 years. They receive importation. I can give them the mic. They can preach and they're anointed now. But imagine you just come into the church and there's something about you that provokes God. That you have the ability to steal importation before they even get it. That is the God we serve. He is scandalous. Favor ain't fair. There's some corruption that is going on. I don't know if you guys are understanding what I'm saying. There's something that we can do and have in our hearts and our spirit that can provoke God to move on our behalf. Where he's saying, I have no other option but to move on that person. I am obligated to move on that person's behalf. So metamorphosis takes too long for me. That means I must take you through everything. I must take you through the school of discipleship, which is good, we'll do. I must take you through this. But then you get the word metaschematizo. Self-schematizo. Morphosis means to be changed from the inside out over time, a process of time. The word schematizo means this. It means to put on a mask in a good way, okay? It means to be disguised by another clothing, which means that it means literally like this. I can give you my mask, you put it on, and if you walk into a cell group, people will think that you are me because you are wearing my mask. Now Paul is saying, who shall change? Who shall disguise us? Who shall cause us to hide under a certain clothing, a certain outlook, that our vile bodies will be changed, our weak state will be changed, so that we can look like him, so that all things may be subdued under us, that wherever we walk, we have victory. That means that even when the demons look at you, they don't see you, they see Christ. Because Paul, listen, you can have your seat, you can have your seat. Paul has this. He answers himself in the book of Romans. I believe it's 15 verse number 2, somewhere there. He says, 13. He says these words that we will put on Christ like clothing. Are you guys with me? That we will put on Christ like clothing. Now the word schematizo means to disguise. It means to pretend. In a good way. I know it's not making sense for some, okay? It means to be a good hypocrite. Meaning that when you walk into your business, you know that you are you. Or when you walk into your home cell or wherever, you know that you are you. But you pretend to be like Christ. You put yourself under disguise. But wait, I'm at ECC. We have the presence of God there. I'm going to pretend that how I worship and praise God in that place, how we have prayed for people, God, I'm going to walk into my workplace and I will be disguised under Christ. I will put on Christ. Now, schematizo happens immediately. It comes through having an encounter with God, one way. The second way it comes is importation. Say with me, importation. That means there are some that can provoke me to a point of importation. That when they receive it, they can instantly have it. It's like I was at a meeting with my team. We were in Valcom or Witbank or somewhere. And we were there at Valcom or somewhere. And then this elderly couple came to me afterwards. And they said these words. They said, you know, in 1993, you were prophesying this and this over us. And you said, we'll have two children. And we have two children. Here's our children. We want to show you our children. I said, listen, 1992, I was still in primary school and I wasn't saved, you know. I said, with all due respect. And the couple, they were not playing a joke. They looked confused. They said, no, but you were Lady Smith. You said this and this and this. I said, I don't know. I wasn't there. It was not me. They said, but aren't you Mark Brennenkamp? I said, no, I'm his son. I was disguised under that importation. That when the devil looked at me, he saw my father. Guys, understand what I'm saying. There are certain breakthroughs. There are certain levels that I cannot penetrate unless I come under the disguise of the anointing of those who impart to me, of those who are over me. We've been in meetings. My team would be with me. And I would get on my knees and I would call on. I'd say, God, where is the God of Mark Brennenkamp? Where is the God of Prophet Angel? I would say like that until a mantle comes on me. And when I stand up there, every devil is confused. Because they were expecting me, but they see my father. It's a disguise that is being taken upon you. Say with me, schematizo. Say meta schematizo. Say, I am busy in schematosis. When we lay hands on you, receive it with everything inside of you. When you walk out of this place, pretend to walk like God. Pretend to walk like Christ, to talk like Him, to move in power like Him. If you see me walking in a certain way like this, you say, I'm going to walk like Leon like this, because it looks like the devil is afraid of him in certain areas, so I'm going to walk like him like this. You see, the problem in the body of Christ is this. Everyone wants to do their own thing. As much as what you've been in business, so I've been in the spirit. The problem is that some Christians, they want to do their own thing. They don't want to. The biggest success, the Bible says, nothing under the sun is new. The biggest success is taking something from someone that is successful. If I come out here and I preach my own stuff every week and no, I sit with Pastor Mark. He's like, Leon, okay, look at preaching that. I sit with Prophet Angel, says, Leon, look at preaching. I take that. Why? It's been working. Are you guys with me? It will feed you well. Now, obviously, there's times that I preach some of my own stuff. But even my own stuff has been cultivated by men of God that is sown into my life and it has already been nurtured. And when it comes out, it's things that I've gotten from other people. It is not doing my own thing, but being disguised. Say with me, schemat. I hope there's people that can say, I receive schematizo today. I want to walk out here to pretend to be like God. But the Bible says that we shall make man in our image and in our likeness. You will look like him, his image, and you will function like him, his likeness. May schematizo come upon you this day. May this conference, that when you walk out of this conference, that something is different. Your walk is different. Your talk is different. Your prayer, that when you pray, Listen, when I pray, I don't pray my own way. I listen to how Pastor Mark prays. I listen to how Prophet Angel prays. That's for me. And I do that, and the anointing comes. Why? Because the devil thinks I'm them. It is called schematizo. It's in the Greek. Are you guys with me? To become disguised. Have you seen? Let me just... Leon, where's the scripture? I just read the scripture to you, but let me read some many more to you. It's like when Judas was betraying Christ, and he said, he took the high priest a bag of silver coins, and they said to Judas, they said, but how shall we know which one is Jesus? You gotta be kidding me. Do you know how popular Jesus was at that time? Are you guys with me? They sent spies out behind him. If you read the documents, they'll send spies to follow him and write everything down. They knew exactly who he was. But they said to Judas, we will not know who he is. Who will we know? And Judas said, the one that I will go hug and kiss, that is the one who is Jesus. Why did they say that? Because the disciples were walking in schematizo, that they all looked like Christ. They all were disguised under their master. They looked, Leon, where's another scripture? Acts chapter number 4, verse number 13, where they said, for Peter and John are preaching with such boldness, they must have been with Jesus. I don't know that when you come out spending time with God, that your enemies can say, but wait, this is not the person that I know. This is Jesus. You must, because you've been schematizosis. You're in a process of schematizosis. Are you guys with me? Where you have schematizo, you have him over you. You are clothed with Christ. So, this is what I like about teaching. I wanted to get into, I hope you understand. Say schematosis. There were people that were operating in schematosis. Even Samuel, when he was young, God's voice was calling him, and he would wake up and he would run to Eli and he would say, have you spoken to me, Eli? Have you called me? And Eli said, no, go back to bed. And he would lie in bed again, and he would hear again, Samuel. And he would get up and he would run to Eli. And Eli said to him, no, but wait, this might be the voice of God. So go back, and if you hear the voice again, say, Lord, I'm here. What do you want to say? Which means that I told you that the voice of your father is the voice of God, eh? Okay. So, which means that Eli was walking in such schematosis with God that even his voice and God's voice sounded the same to Samuel. That you can walk in such schematosis, like even Enoch, where the Bible says he became like God, that God had to take him from this earth. You can walk in such schematosis, are you guys with me? Where your voice changes like him, where your eyes look, when demons look into your eyes, they don't see your eyes, but they see the eyes of Christ. They see light. Schematosis. Listen. Even Joshua, when Joshua was commanding the sun and the moon to stand still. Now we know scientifically the sun and the moon is not moving, so it was the earth rotation that stood still. Doesn't matter, either of them are very powerful, so it doesn't matter what we believe. Obviously the scientific one is correct, that the earth stood still. At that time they just didn't know it. It looked like the sun was standing still, but that Joshua's voice would command the sun and the moon to stand still. That even the sun and the moon, or for argument's sake, say the earth, would listen to Joshua's voice because of schematizo. These were people that would change from a weak state. That even Daniel in a lion's den would say to the lions, by my faith, I shut your mouth. That the lions would confuse him for God. May your enemies confuse you for God. May the enemies confuse you for walking and being Christ-like. Come on, guys. I know, I look at people, I can see this is like too much. Now, I want to close off with this. I'll close off with this. I don't want to go on late. Let me close off with this. Galatians, put on for me. Galatians 3, verse 27. How do I walk in schematizo? How does schematizo come upon me? Galatians 3, verse 27. For as many as you have been baptized. The word baptized is baptizo. Please do not think of water now or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Are you guys with me? So it says, for as many of you has been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Let me change it in other words. As many of you have been baptizo with Christ, you have schematizo. You have put it on. Well, the word baptizo simply means this. It comes from dipping something into water, a rusk into water, or a material into dye, and color the whole material. You change the nature, the character, everything of that thing that you're putting into a color dye. It also comes from where John the Baptist would baptize people and he would immerse them fully in water and bring them out. It speaks of a dying to self, a dying to this life, and a rising with Christ. Schematizo comes upon people that are making a decision. I want to die to myself. I want to die to my flesh. And I'm rising with Christ. Even discipleship cannot take place without dying to ourselves. Come on, are you guys with me? And the two things that schematizo will begin to do when you take place. Number one, it'll change your body into the glorious, that it'll look like the glorious body of Christ. That means sickness has no place. And the second thing, you will subdue, say with me, subdue all things, say all things under your feet. Say schematizo. Just stand to your feet wherever you are. Just stand to your feet. Just raise your hands to heaven. I said to you, I'm not going to pray for you this morning. Tonight we will open up the taps in that area. You will see the finger of God. You will see things tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday night. Deliverances will begin tonight in this place. I decree it and I declare it. If anything is holding you back, when you put your foot through that door, when you respond to anything that God is throwing out, something, a schematizo is going to begin to take place. Let's move from metamorphosis to schematizo, where we say, I want to be disguised, I want to submit, I want to be die to myself, die to my flesh and rise like Christ. I want to be disguised with Christ. I want to put on the image of Christ. I want to put on the image of we speak a lot here in the church of son of receiving the spirit of the house, that when you walk out here, you must have a walk that people know that you are from ECC. That people know, but wait, there's something supernatural about that person. That all, when they talk, it's God, 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 God. When they talk, it's testimony, testimony, testimony. That is schematizo. Just raise your hands. Father, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for schematizo. The process of schematosis begins to take place upon their lives. That the same spirit that you placed upon me, you'll put upon them. That they will be covered and clothed in Christ. That they will be filled with the Holy Ghost. That they will be saturated. That even as they leave this place, that your spirit will come upon them. That they will be changed. And we come back tonight to celebrate, to rejoice, to break through and experience open heavens. Come on, let's give Him a praise offering. Wherever you at, praise Him, praise Him. Let schematosis come alive on the inside of you.